So here we are at Comiket. It is indeed very huge. To get your way in the longest line I've possibly ever been in ever. But it moved pretty quickly once they got going. And we've just finished going through a room which contained, it was like half FMA. It was crazy.
I don't know.
You won't be able to hear Noah. He's way over there. I haven't found the cosplay area yet. I don't know what else is going on. Maybe the room was a fourth FMA and like a third Gundam. Here, Noah, say some stuff.
I'm petrified by the yaoi here in Japan. We went by tables and tables full of FMA yaoi, where, I don't know, for some reason, sometimes Ed is a girl, sometimes Roy is a cat. In one instance, Ed was a vampire, and the girl selling these, because, you know, okay, so Ed is a vampire, right, in your doujin. But that's, you can't take that seriously. But she was taking it very seriously. So, yeah, she was dressed Gothic Lolita. There's this much I can say. The art here is astoundingly good. All of the doujinshi is professional level for the U.S., but probably, I don't know, Aaron says no, but I think yes, having been to more convention artists, art galleries and artist alleys. It's, I don't know how all of them are all so good. I guess doujin is like the Japanese national hobby because they are quite astounding. I really, of course, I don't read Japanese, so I can't really understand the plot of any of these books. I don't know. It's like there's one where just looking at the cover, it's like Roy says to Ed, okay, you can be a state alchemist, but before you can be a state alchemist, I want you to put on this maid costume and also be a maid in the Victorian era, and I will be a cat, and then you can be a state alchemist after there's some sexual hijinks. Aaron has something to say.
There was one where Roy was cooking with alchemy, but unfortunately it was all like a big fan fiction book. And there was one where it was just, the cover featured Roy eating a sandwich. So we're like, look, it's Roy eats a sandwich. We also hit the very small Ghost in the Shell area where there were a couple of Tachikoma titles. In one Tachikoma title, Tachikoma is wearing sexy tights with lace on the top, you know, one on each of his six legs. And we bought one about Togusa. I'd like to think it's Tokus's day off, or Tokus's nice day. It might just be a regular kind of thing. I'm impressed with the high number of titles that are, like, four-panel humorous comics about whatever, about any series. Rosen Maiden is really, really huge here. There were several tables devoted to Rosen Maiden. And, I mean, of course, Gundam is huge. There were a few Reborn things. There was a couple titles I didn't recognize at all, but there were tables after table dedicated to... What about some guys in orange jumpsuits? I don't know if they were astronauts or what. And table after table devoted to a certain baseball title that wasn't Touch. It wasn't one I'd heard of at all. But today is not the day for Naruto and Death Note, and all that stuff is tomorrow. Do you have any closing thoughts?
I don't know if they're closing, but Aaron mentioning how... Oh, there's a Westerner over there. Not so many other foreigners. I was kind of surprised. I didn't think it was going to be a measurable percentage, but I did figure that I would see some, American faces.
Less than 1%.
I would say that it's much less than 1%. I think maybe 1% of 1%. Oh, yeah. Aaron wants me to mention that I'm taller than everyone here, which means I can see over their heads. Aaron says I should mention that I'm 5'11", and that's about 3 inches above the, not the average height, probably 5 inches above the average height, and 3 inches above the maximum height, but that's not the point. The point is, Aaron talking about the Roy Mustang eats a sandwich doujin reminds me that it looks like half of Japanese television is devoted to Japanese celebrities eating food, watching them eat food. There was one in particular where it was a game show, and the game show was guess which sushi the old guy eats last. So they had this politician, and he was eating a bunch of sushi, and then celebrity judges would guess which one he was going to eat last. This is a ridiculous country.
Oh yeah, there's also a show about guess which one is the person's least favorite food, where celebrities eat four different dishes and they try and disguise which one is the one that they hate, and then the other panel of judges has to judge which one the person disliked and was pretending to like. It's very Japanese. That's it. I hope this has enough memory and stuff. Here we are at day two of Comiket. Some other things happened yesterday after our recording. Like, I was buying this Eva doujin, and the guy, I was flipping through a couple of copies of it, and the guy who was selling them gave Noah a big thumbs up.
Yeah.
While I looked through the doujin. And then I bought one of the copies, and he threw in the other one for free. Then also, there was an awesome, awesome Death Note doujin that had Ryuk dressed as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Light as Santa Claus riding him. This was great. I went to buy it from the girl. It had like a holographic shiny cover, and the girl was like, oh, you can just have it for free. I mean, she didn't say that in English, but
we presume that's what she said.
Yeah, she indicated as much in Japanese. Yeah, so not speaking a lot of Japanese, I managed to get by a surprising amount with a lot of gesticulating and pointing at things and very patiently waiting for someone to understand what I'm talking about, despite nobody really speaking English.
So we're not really gamers. As you can hear, I'm really congested, but I feel okay. It's just my throat. So there was an entire exhibit hall dedicated to gamers. Not gamers, the store. Gamers, like people who play computer games. And we're not really into that, so we gave it a miss until the very end of the day. But it turns out it wasn't just computer games. It was also role-playing games, which is something I'm very interested in. So we saw one guy who had his own little Call of Cthulhu. I don't know if it was a scenario or, yeah, a module. But he spoke a little English, and we talked for a minute or two. And it makes me wonder what else I missed in that room that is now gone forever. There could have been some really cool stuff, because Japanese otaku don't care how old something is. If they're into it, they're into it. And second edition D&D is what we play. No one in the States plays it. I bet someone here in Japan does, and they probably had a booth, and I probably missed it.
Yeah, but they'd be selling additional rules or books or whatever, characters of stuff that would be all
in
Japan.
Or special
dice. Noah is disappointed that he may have missed special dice. But though it's all in Japanese. I mean, and gaming Japanese might be extremely difficult to understand. So we did buy the Call of Cthulhu book thing that the guy was selling, because I thought if Noah was talking to him for so long, might as well buy it. One of our friends who speaks Japanese might be able to run the Cthulhu game, if possible. Are you listening to this, Naomi? But that's it. So
that's a totally awesome idea.
You didn't think of that?
No.
I thought of that immediately while I was flipping through it. I was like, maybe Naomi could run this campaign, because she works for a gaming company. We are about to partake in day two, which has a lot of Naruto and Death Note. Ed Chavez, who we ran into yesterday, claims that it is somehow Girls' Day. And although yesterday, it was hard to say that yesterday wasn't Girls' Day, because there were so many, like, ridiculous boys' love things regarding FMA.
Thousands and thousands.
I think we talked about it a bit yesterday anyway. So we're off on our journey.
Day two. Yosh.
Okay, so this time, we're sitting in a Jonathan's, which is more actually named Jonathan's Coffee and Restaurant, and it is now the day after the last day of Comiket. We slept all day yesterday, and Noah was pretty sick, Today we went to Tokyo Tower, where unfortunately we were not abducted by aliens or sent to save a fantasy world. Nothing of that sort happened. I guess it also appeared in Sailor Moon, but I forget what happened in that episode.
We were not contacted by psychic aliens from the moon.
No, points out we were not.
In the future, or maybe in the past.
Whoa. Maybe you should say that again.
No, I just wanted to mention that we were also not contacted by psychic aliens living on the moon. Maybe in Earth's future, maybe in its past. So, yeah, so that didn't happen either.
So, the final day of Comic-Con, we met up with a Tokyo University guy from their anime club, who pointed out the anime club is mostly people who are fans of the seiyuu, the voice actresses. And he took us around through the gamers store in Akihabara and showed us all the popular titles. Things which are much more popular here than they are in the U.S., like Air and Frozen Maiden, Canon, that kind of thing. Day 3 of Comic-Con was also the day with a bunch of crafts and a bunch of porn. I bought a cute t-shirt and things like a tiny, tiny book about a happy skull. Ed Chavez showed us around some more, whatever it's... The Tokyo University guy gave us a very good rundown of why the melancholy of... Is this still recording? Of why the melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya is popular. He pointed out it was this kind of trifecta of the studio that animated it and also animated Air, which was very popular. The voice actresses were all very, very famous. And everyone really loved the dance number at the end of the show that people repeat, like were practicing the dance in the street for many weeks when the show was on, and thus the ultimate popularity of the show. Do you remember anything else about that, Noah?
About why Haruhi is particularly popular? Yeah, but I think I want to save it till later. Yeah.
Mysterious answer from Noah. So I think that's about it. Noah had the Concred. And slept all day. He had a fever or something. But we're doing better now.
Talk about the New Year's.
Oh yeah. We went to a shrine on New Year's. We asked the person we were staying with, Mickey, that we said we wanted to go to one. So she found a nearby jinja. It's a Shinto temple or shrine or whatever. And they had a little festival there with like a bonfire, and they were grilling mochi and had red bean soup and mochi, because that's what you eat on New Year's. And we're selling little like souvenirs and things, which are mostly like this arrow, like a toy arrow with a wooden sign on it with a boar, because it's the year of the boar, and other little charms and stuff, depending on your blood type or Chinese zodiac year. And we drew our fortunes from the little boxes, just like they do in many episodes of anime. And each of us, the three of us who went, got the top three fortunes. It was all pretty good. And Mickey got the best one. And maybe I got the second best, and Noah got the third best one. And we ate the mochi, and that was all. I had also been up for like a zillion hours at that point. So I was pretty out of it. Oh, and also they give you free sake after you say your prayer for the New Year.
Some weird kind of sweet sake beforehand. It was full of, I don't know, chunks of rice, kind of rice, sweet rice sludge, and I thought it was a little strange, but then Miki, who is of course native to Japan, looked at us and said, how can you drink that? So maybe, oh yeah, something else. Man.
What? Oh well. Well, there's that. All right, so that's it for now. I think I'll post this into a really short show. Eventually, when I have good internet access.